it's explosive, it's a bombshell, I can't even find it covered on any of the social media platforms. Google banned it. What is it? It's 2,000 Mules, the smoking gun forensic analysis of how the election, the presidential election, was stolen with evidence that is irrefutable. And it's being suppressed. That's why you've got to listen to this broadcast. We've seen the movie, we've seen the documentary, and we got feedback from people that are saying, well, how do we know that, Gio, that you can follow these phones? Is it really as precise as you say it is? You're going to get the answer to that. How about where did all those ballots come from? I mean, they have thousands and thousands. How do people get them? And were they filled out in advance? And nonprofits were working to supply them to the mules that dropped them off? Let's get the facts. Is there any footage of the same person going to multiple boxes? People said, yeah, I'm convinced that something weird's going on there, but I mean, it'd be more convincing, oh, I saw him going to this box and this box and this box. Oh, yeah, you'll be interested in that story. And then, what's being done to prosecute the crime? What's being done by the states? What's being done by the FBI? Are they twiddling their thumbs? Are they ignoring it? Bam! All of that and more. You don't want to miss this special podcast. By the way, brought to you by the man who has pioneered this battle from the beginning, my friend and yours, Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, use promo code Lance, and I'm telling you, the Giza sheets are so sweet. The pillow, I got a different kind of pillow I'm working with now. I'm checking out a different idea here, but they actually got Bible verses now, pillows, and a bed for your dog. You'd be surprised how many people are getting these dog beds, and they're loving it. Just go check out the latest with Mike. He's a patriot. He deserves your support. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Lance, and you can get 40, 50, 60% off of the items. You'll see the ones that I bought. You'll recognize them because I use them on late-night television. We'll catch you in the show on the other side. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And oh boy, do we have some things cooking today you don't want to miss, because we're going to be talking with the man that has been our inside reporter on what's going on with the election fraud expose that is the 2000 Mules movie. I really encourage you to see it. It's been on Rumble. I saw a private viewing of it there down here in the AMC theaters or whatever in Dallas, Texas. But it was suppressed so vigorously by Google and by every other source that I'm incensed that we're struggling to get this out. This is the ultimate smoking gun. But we are going to go down, going to dig into that subject today with John Graves. He's been with us on like six, seven, or eight times. He does our news coverage with the elections. John, thanks for joining us. We have Mercedes Sparks here on our team, and Jonathan, who is our eligible bachelor, in charge of all things legal and data resource. He's a young lawyer, aspiring young lawyer, I should say, and journalist. And so I want to dig right into this right now. While Mercedes, you are looking very floral, I want to point out you're wearing your colorful Easterish colors. It's springtime. And I am anxious now to get into some questions about the election fraud situation, because I am persuaded that if the Hunter Biden laptop story had actually gotten out, if the Trump hadn't been deplatformed, if now we're finding out that $500 million worth of money was funneled into fictitious nonprofits operating for democracy purposes, which actually were laundering fake votes. This is the biggest story of the year. It should be as incendiary as anything we've heard in our lifetime. But I'm barely hearing a Twitter out there. And this concerns me. So you, this army, this audience is going to have to once again do the job of being better informed and more influential than anyone else and mobilize ourselves to keep this grassroots fire burning, because the Great Awakening is starting, and it's even more powerful, I think, because they're suppressing the information. What do you say, John Graves? Come join us and give us your thoughts about how the 2000 Mules is going over. Is it what you expected?
You know, I 100% agree with you. The unexpected part is how suppressed. I knew they would try to throttle it or try to hold it back. But short of a complete deplatforming of everything, it's really close to that. You can't find it on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on any platform out there. None of the major media, even Fox News, a single person interviewed one of the main researchers, Catherine Engelbrecht, in this, and refused to let her mention mules or the movie. And so it's not covered by Newsmax. And so you just nailed
why,
it.
Why
really
isn't
is
whoa. I feel like a Bannon moment here. What do you mean Newsmax isn't covering it? You tell me Newsmax
doesn't Newsmax is not touching it. Fox News is not touching it. Fox News doesn't have a single article if you go look at it. Tucker Carlson interviewed Catherine and prohibited her from mentioning the movie or even the word mules. And so I think it's their lawyers, Paul Ryan.
Oh, they're all afraid of getting sued by somebody.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. They're afraid on the right and kowtow and therefore don't get the truth out. On the left, they don't care about it. They'll do their nasty lance. I mean, they're going after Supreme Court justices' homes. So to answer your question, I really think, you know, it's good that the word is starting to trickle out and my phone is blowing up with people who actually now want to know, what do I do about this? And part of the problem is people want blood. They want to hurry up, fix it fast. And I'm like, it's a long game. You're not going to fix all these issues fast. There was a lot covered in the movie. There was a lot more that was not touched in the movie for legal reasons and other reasons. But it's at least one more layer. You just rattled off several of them. If you didn't suppress Hunter Biden's laptop, Trump is the president. Mm-hmm. It's irrefutable. And the way you know that is the polls. The 25% of Democrats to 50%, depending on which poll you look at, say, I wouldn't have voted for him if I'd have known that was real. Independents, 50%. I wouldn't have voted for him if I'd have known that was real. And now there's buyer's remorse, right? First 18 months, it's been a disaster. And so they wouldn't. So if you just do the Hunter Biden, if you just do the Russia dossier, if you just do, you know, suppression on all the social media and deplatforming of Trump, and then Zuckbucks comes out, and now this movie has come out, which really is the pinnacle, because to me, it's the easiest to see and the hardest to refute. It's old-fashioned fraud. We've talked about that on all of our other programs.
Well, we got a couple of questions here for you because we've got viewer feedback, and perhaps, Mercedes, you could field them over to John. What are some of the ones that you're getting?
Yeah, sure. So we've gotten a lot. And so even last week when we had seen the movie, Carl, who's normally here, he's out sick today, but he had the feedback of, you know, this is really interesting, but what I've been hearing is that cell phones aren't accurate in geo-tracking. And so he said, you know, and I've seen this even in comments of like, well, so they were in proximity to a drop-off box. That doesn't mean anything. So can you speak to that, John, as somebody who's worked with data like this?
Absolutely. I do this for a living. What he's referencing is either misinformation or old technology. In the old days, they could only send a cell ping from different towers, which was not as accurate. Now that's old technology. The new technology for years and years, it happens in law enforcement all the time, is every app you download is sending out a signal and you can measure it down to 3 feet, 1 meter, you can get it down to. So you can create a conversion zone around the drop box. And remember, there's no reason for somebody to be getting out of a car, coming over to the drop box 27 to 50 different times, many of which did it from midnight till 4 a.m., and then going to another drop box and another drop box, another drop box. So it's very, very accurate. And let me explain to you why it is accurate. If you want to answer that question to other people who are skeptics, okay? One, January 6th, everybody who went in the Capitol or was within 1,000 feet of the Capitol, that was the probable cause. Your cell phone was there. We now have probable cause. It doesn't mean you committed the crime of going in or trespassing. But in the movie, it was covered just briefly. It was a brilliant idea. I don't have time to give you the whole backstory on it. But what they did is they had a young black girl that was killed. Horrible, horrible murder. They had no leads, no suspects, no anything. So the bright idea of what the analyst, Greg Phillips, and some of the law enforcement people, is said one of the ways you can make the left not have this ability to have this argument, oh, you can't rely on those. We do on January 6th, but you can't do it on voter fraud, is could you solve that crime? We don't have any lead. The DA, who's a radical defund the police, is embarrassed for over a year. This poor little black girl was shot dead. And within a matter of weeks, he narrowed down the geo tracking from the point, the latitude and longitude of where the little girl was shot. and narrowed it to 5 cell phones and only 2 cell phones at the exact same time in the exact same location. It had to be one of those. And you know what's happened? 2 indictments and 2 arrests have been made of the 2 people who were in that, because that's now probable cause. So it absolutely is accurate technology. It happens all the time. It's how you bust sex trade. It's how you bust drug operations, cartels. And that's why they came up with vote trafficking. It's like a drug operation. They're just, instead of selling drugs, they're selling votes.
Wow. That is such a great summary, because I've seen that more times than you can count in the comments feeds. Another one that we've gotten quite a bit is, where are the ballots coming from? So this was addressed briefly in the movie, but I was hoping you to speak to it a little bit more. So it's like, okay, so they're stuffing ballots in there. Well, how do you know it's not for family? Or where are they, if they're going to these nonprofits, where are they getting these ballots from? And so hopefully you could speak to that as well.
Absolutely. And that's a more in the weeds question, but it's a great question. And here's why. It means we need to demand an investigation, because we need to figure out where all the ballots came from. They could easily have been, and there's some evidence already of this, counterfeit ballots where they're not even real ballots, mail-in ballots where they're going to pick up the ballots, where they're filling out other people's ballots who didn't fill out their ballots. There's on some of the videos, you can literally see ladies who were going to go stuff the ballots with a big stack of envelopes, realize they weren't signed, went back in their car and signed every one of them, like 50 of them. And the video for the Dropbox is showing her car, and she's sitting there signing everyone, gets back out of the car and stuffs them all. So the ballots can come from multiple sources. And here's the problem. They not only won't let us investigate the ballots, and this is not just Democrats, okay? In Georgia, the Republican Secretary of State, they won't even release how many ballots were turned in drop boxes versus mail versus people doing it in person. You can't even get that, but we need to demand that kind of investigation. And here's the thing. We all love truth, and we all should seek truth. So if they're all legal votes, they're still illegal because they're illegally cast. But if they're illegal votes and illegally cast, we now have 2 layers of fraud going on here.
Wow. Well, and to your point about some of that footage, like, I've seen other footage that wasn't even included in this movie. And one of the things that we get asked or was mentioned is, you know, okay, sure. So if this ballot trafficker is going to all these different drop-off locations, why didn't you show footage of, here's the dog guy at location A, here's the dog guy at location B? And so I think that was one thing in the movie I wish they would have done. But I mean, John, you've been involved with kind of exposing some of this. Have you seen footage like that?
I have absolutely seen footage of the same person on the same night going to this Dropbox, this Dropbox, this Dropbox. The reason you didn't have that in a movie is 2 things. One, they destroyed most of the evidence. Under the federal law, anything dealing with elections, which includes surveillance footage of the Dropboxes, is to be kept for 22 months. In Fulton County alone, in most of the liberal counties where most of the Zuck Bucks happened, most of the fraud happened, they destroyed them within 30 days, or they never even took them in the first place. We don't know. So part of what we're doing is getting people not just to contact your state rep, but to demand that they preserve these records and go ahead and start demanding under Freedom of Information request all the different videos that you can find in your area so that you can go through it and see, because you better believe they're going to try to delete what's left in 22 months, and a lot of them are disappearing and they have no excuse for why.
Well, that's really interesting. And also, I remember you saying that even some of those, they weren't even recorded. A lot of the drop-off locations
that's
weren't even
exactly
recorded.
Right.
So of the ones that were recorded, the footage wasn't even held for the time that it should have been held. And so I think, you know, John, another thing I see in the comments a lot are, well, if there was really a crime, then why isn't anybody prosecuting it? Why isn't anything being done? You don't hear any, why isn't Raffensperger speaking out? Why isn't the governor speaking out in Georgia? These are Republicans. So what's the answer that we should be giving
You had the fox guarding the hen house. That's why. Because when you get exposed for this not happening, you're now the one that's going to have egg on your face, and he's running for re-election. He's actually being voted on. If you live in Georgia, go vote early, get involved, go do your own research and figure out this stuff and go vote. It's over with by the 24th of May. So that's part of the problem, is they don't want to do it. But think about the brilliance of the left. The enemy is crafty. The scripture never says Satan is dumb and that's why he's easy to beat, because we're smart and he's dumb. No, he says he's very crafty. He disguises himself as an angel of light. He's the father of lies. He's brilliant. The left, the far left, the immoral left is brilliant at deceiving, using language. Satan Satan did it in the beginning. He did it in the garden with Jesus. He did it at the temptation of Jesus. He does all of these things by twisting words and twisting identities. And so what we have to do is stay focused on these issues and try to expose those lies. And so we can unpeel and unpack every single one of these, but that's one of the reasons they took the money from a far leftist, put it at where? In far leftist cities that have far leftist DAs that want to defund the police, and they're not prosecuting it. And the only thing that can happen now is we have to demand the state legislatures mandate it, change the law, put real teeth when somebody commits a fraud. And by the way, the comment you just mentioned, it is fraud. It is a crime. It is illegal to vote for anybody but yourself and like a disabled family member in Georgia and a lot of these other states. So there's no doubt it's a crime. And they had people in the movie and lots of other people they didn't have in the movie. They're trying to protect people's lives that literally admitted, hey, I was paid $10 a ballot and I made $40,000+ in 30 days.
Wow.
So they voted for 4,000 people, one person.
Unbelievable.
And there were over 2,000 of those people.
So here's my last question. And this is really coming from our side. This is from people on our side who are saying, well, what does it even matter? So you did this video. So what? Laws haven't changed. Nothing's been done. And there's a real air of hopelessness around the whole thing. Yeah. And so, but I know you have research that's saying the complete opposite of that. So I wanted you to speak to that just a little bit about what states have been doing and what's coming.
Yeah, we touched on this briefly, but most people probably have forgotten it. This is a long game. And so here's a map right here. I don't know how well you can see that, but it literally shows 18 states that made 33 laws just last year, strengthening voter integrity. Since this map has been built, there's now 13 to 15 states that have outlawed Zuckbucks, which is private funding in these leftist cities to try to get people to vote for other people or make votes. We don't know what they're doing because nobody will investigate all this stuff. We haven't had a day in court. And now there's over 300 laws in place. Now this movie, my phone has been blowing up since last week of people who have real authority and real subpoena power and real influence saying, how can I best demand investigations? And so until there's a, as Lance calls it, a populist grassroots uprising, that's when we put enough pressure on those who rule us. We're not called to just pray for those who are in authority and do nothing. We're also called to be a persistent widow when there's an unjust judge or an unjust legislature or an unjust DA or law enforcement. We can be just as persistent. This is a long game. This country did not get in this mess over one election cycle or just in the last 18 months. It's gotten way worse than the last 18 months, but this has been going on for decades. And the only answer to this darkness is the Church of Jesus Christ. If we put our light and we use our voice, that's what's going to change this. But don't get disheartened. That's exactly what Satan wants. If he can get you to give up and go home, then you've already been defeated. Remember, there's a massive redistricting every 10 years. That's happening. That's to our advantage. Already the first layer in 2021 of voter integrity has strengthened. In 2022, many other states have strengthened it. And then if there's a tsunami and a bunch of brand new people governing us in 2023, there can be another whole round. You don't have to just do it once and stop. And on abortion, we didn't win that in 1 year. It took 50 years of people who would not quit, who would not give up, who paid the price of endurance and persistence. And they had to chip away at this elephant one bite at a time. Slavery was won that way. Abortion's now being won that way. Election integrity can be won that way, too, if we won't quit.
That's so great. So, John, where can people find out more information? I know election integrity is crucial to a lot of people. They want to understand it. They want to know what they can do. Where should they go?
Yeah, so we have a single, if you care about election integrity, we have a single site, and we'll put it up on the lower thirds, electionintegrity.vote/Lance. Go there, sign up, and what we'll do is we'll send you information on your state rep, your state senator, and in your states that matter, your secretary of state, your attorney general, your lieutenant governor. I'm now working on, and your governor. I'm also working on the elections officer so you can demand they keep these videos or disclose to you these videos. And so we're helping people all across the country. We've had over 10,000 people sign up, and we want millions signed up just for that. So it's electionintegrity.vote/Lance. If you go there, you'll see it's very simple to sign up. And we're going to send you links to watch the movie, links to watch The Rigged on Zuckbucks, but also on The Mules. And I'm going to be interviewing those people on there so we can go a little deeper dive.
Yeah, John, I'm curious about this. You may not be able to answer, but I think that, so May 24th, is that going to be when Raffensperger and Kemp are both the Absolutely. Primary candidates?
Yes.
So May 24th, my gosh, in Georgia.
Yep.
You yep. guys have but, got to deal with Ratatouille and this guy.
Yeah, but early voting has already begun. Early voting has already begun. It began last Monday, May 2nd. And so that, you know, they're kind of like Texas and Florida and some of the other states. A lot of people vote early. So please spread the word. Please get the word out. Share this link. If you know friends in Georgia and you live in one of the other 49 states, get the word into their state and into any one of these five fraud mule states. I think I've got a map here, too. These are the five fraud mule states. So these red states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, you've got Arizona and Georgia. Those are the five. And they only did five metro areas, only five metro. They didn't do the whole state of Pennsylvania. They didn't do Pittsburgh. They just did Philly. And 1,100 mules were going an average of, I can't remember that state, like 50 times voting in stacks of ballots, over 400,000. That's a conservative estimate. Of five metro. What if you did the whole nation?
They should just cancel all votes from Philadelphia, put them in a separate category and say, no, I'm serious. Everybody in Pennsylvania votes. We're going to take 5 days to go through Philadelphia because we know half of them are fake. I mean, they're the only place I know where more than the population voted, 105% of people voted. So, but now I want to know something. If the police, where it's a federal crime to traffic in illegal ballots, if the police are given the identities of the cell phone owners and the routine, who is the investigative? Is it the FBI covering this? What role does the state have? And who's responsible if they decide to do nothing with this? Then what agencies are we going to start to hammer on until the outcry of the exasperated public finds its the pain of dealing with the exposure is such that they've got to reluctantly go do their job?
That's an excellent question, Lance. And that's part of the problem is it's not a clear answer. All 50 states have their own state laws. And then within their state laws, they have layers of that. So, for example, in Arizona, it's the state attorney general who has authority to do that. And he's done almost nothing. Bronovic, we don't know why. We don't know if he's going to come out with a summer surprise because he's running for the Senate or he's just going to try to hide it, manage it. You just mentioned Raffensperger. He has the authority. He's not the attorney general. He's the secretary of state. But you had to complain, file a complaint, which True the Vote did last November. Then it had to go to a committee, two Democrats, two Republicans, plus him. And then he reluctantly was forced to open up. And he called the Mule documentary evidence credible allegation. Now, you also mentioned, how do we disclose the information? And this is where people either dismiss it, this is not really real, or they get freaked out. Oh, my gosh, everybody's tracking me. Calm down. This has what's a device ID number. It's encrypted. No one's allowed to know legally who owns that phone. So what happened in January 6th, every phone device ID that went in the Capitol or within 1,000 feet of the Capitol, you just have probable cause. So law enforcement, it could be the FBI at a federal level, the DOJ at a federal level, or it could be the states and all of these ballots. It could be each one of these states we're talking about. You just send to the carriers. There's only three, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And you say, de-anonymize this. We have probable cause. There was illegal activity going on. Once you de-anonymize that device ID, and this is where True the Vote has been brilliantly careful. They did it in Wisconsin. There's work in other states that's going on right now. They're giving the device ID, but redacting the final digits so nobody can even find the device ID and figure it out. And then when law enforcement says, oh, we see that you have 2,000 of these, or in Philly, 1,100, give us the device IDs. Then when they give it to law enforcement, they have the authority to get it and also keep it secure so that True the Vote's not part of disclosing anyone's identity out there. That's the problem, is people go from hopelessness, despair, pent-up anger, and they finally see the evidence, and now they want blood, right? They want to take things in their own hand. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Our job is to follow the laws of the land and not give up and be persistent. So that's the process that's going on right now.
That sounds confusing, John. I just want to know, who am I supposed to talk to in Georgia who is responsible for following up on the data? What?
It's Your state representatives have a lot of authority because they can change the law, and they've done it several times this year. They've now given authority to the GBI. They didn't used to have it, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the FBI version of Georgia. So your state rep is your most influential, which is why if you go to that electionintegrity.vote/Lance, we'll, you sign up and we'll put you in contact with your state rep, your state senator, and who matters in your state. So and it's the Secretary of State in Georgia. We'll give you the Attorney General in Arizona. So we'll help you figure that confusing world out. You could demand DAs do it. DAs have some authority to do it because these are state law crimes. But most of them, you're not going to get them to do it because they're the radical defund the police DA, because all the crime happened where? In these in these Democrat heavy bastion cities. That's where the problems happened. That's why Zuckerberg gave the money there, because nobody's going to investigate it. So if the fox is guarding the hen house, that's where you want to eat hens and steal hens with the other foxes, because that fox is never going to turn on you. You need to find a good DA. You may have that in some of these areas, or you may vote them out.
Well, okay. Thank you very much, John, for all that. I'm still a little concerned about the fact that January 5th was the Senate elections that gave the balance of power disastrously after the election ripoff in Georgia to Georgia, man. What the heck's up with Georgia? So Georgia was like the Atlanta ripoff, and then it went on to have two senators reverse, you know, we ended up the balance of power was destroyed in Senate. And that was the same drop boxes were used on January 5th. How do you know that drop boxes aren't being used in the next election? I mean, is there any evidence that this strategy is getting exposed? They used it January 5th after November 3rd. They pulled off a ripoff again.
Yes, they did. And it's worse than that. This is why the FBI also needs to have some pressure. But most of us as citizens can't do that. But remember, in the movie, they talked about people from New Jersey coming to Philly. That's an interstate crime now. They talked about people from South Carolina being on the video in Georgia. And especially, I've actually seen the geo-tracking evidence coming into Georgia. They came from all over the country. So remember, when we talked about these states, some of them are cleaning up voter rolls. Some of them are outlawing Zuck Bucks. Some of them have outlawed drop boxes. And now, even in Wisconsin, you've got a very interesting, hopeful possibility that they're going to outlaw drop boxes. They have a kind of swing justice Republican who's like Kavanaugh and votes with the far left Democrats most of the time. But even he said you can't have drop boxes because our law technically doesn't allow that. Most of these states don't allow it. Some of them are now forbidding it. That's where our voices matter the most. We can contact them and demand that they change these things. And we want clean voter rolls. We want voter ID. We want no drop boxes. We don't want no excuse ballots or other people being able to get third party ballots. That's where a lot of these, to go back to Mercedes' earlier question, where did these ballots come from that they were dropping? They were going to collect them. They were probably filling out some of them. And a lot of them, they were probably filling out mail-in forms to get to back to those addresses, to those nonprofits.
Yeah, and they even said in the movie, too, that they were paid more per ballot in the runoffs in Georgia. That it was like just $10 before, but in the runoffs, it was even more.
I swear.
That's right.
It's wild.
And a lot of them came from all over the country. I mean, in the movie, they tracked the people's phones, and they came from different states,
guys are so dedicated, they're so delusional, they're so flush with cash, that it's going to require, that's the reason why anger is an interesting phenomenon. You know, it's not an emotion God doesn't have, and there's no emotion God has that's sinful. So therefore, be ye angry and sin not is possible. And I'm not one of those guys that gets focused until I'm agitated. For males, I don't know about females, but for males, anger is a way of marshaling the energy to deal with a problem. If a problem's bad enough, I get angry. And I do think that the apathy and the indifference and this even the spiritual stupidity of my own tribe, which thinks that, you know, God is going to somehow miraculously, you know, drop box Donald Trump into the White House, you know, or something through the military. I mean, this may sound ludicrous to you, but man, I've talked to like guys like David Barton and others who are really smart, legislatively engaged individuals on the front lines of battles. And they have to be careful about not offending their participants who are all looking for Donald Trump to come back in. Do you see, closing thought here, and then each of you can comment on it. Do you see this whole exasperating period of time from George Floyd to Wuhan to the ballots to the deplatforming to January 6th fake, you know, insurrection, which, by the way, it's amazing how they're not calling the attack on the Supreme Court right now an insurrection. It's never dealt with evenly. It's an insurrection for one day of voter madness over having an election stolen, but it's considered democracy when you show up at a justice's house and threaten him and his children. Anyway, be that as it may, I think anger is the appropriate response. I think it's sanctifying. I think it emboldens us. I think it makes us courageous. I think it gives us the acumen to do something. And I, for one, am committed to this program to never saying be patient and endure the process and don't expect to win. I actually think that the Democratic Party, if we do right, should suffer an enormous dismantling in November because of these very things. And I would equally say that if we want to have an equal playing field, we have to win by a landslide. We can't even give them a couple of million margins. You guys that are out there, if you got Christian friends that don't vote, the time has come for you to start to shame them into their apathy. A lot of people don't vote because they think it's a weird thing. It's pride. They think they're above the earthly engagement. They don't realize that it's a sin of omission to have the power to do good, and they refuse to do it because you're philosophically above serving in the capacity God gave you. If you don't vote, you're committing the sin of apathy. And your sin is, what does Jesus say? You know, these things you ought to have done and not done. There are things that you're not doing you ought to have done that you're held accountable for. And I just think that we gotta really be focused. So my closing thought is this. I believe there's time to hit this machine that is corrupt, and it's going to require us to get really, I would have to say, aroused and agitated enough to realize until you show up, the enemy's going to show off in abundance. You've got to swarm the precincts. The reason why we won in Virginia, among other things, is we had 93% of the precincts were saturated with our people. You have to flood the zone to make it hard to cheat. That's got to be the way it is. We cannot be bullied out or pushed out like happened on November 3rd because union thugs, these guys are union guys. They were even in Michigan, they were wearing their Teamster jerseys, John, to the polling places. They had their toughest frontline guys bullying these sheep conservatives out of position. So we're going to have to flood the zone. Going to have to vote, and we're going to have to really show up if we want to occupy these places, because the left is intentional about it. We can't be just lackluster. And Mercedes, any thoughts?
Closing thoughts for me are everybody needs to go see this documentary, probably the greatest, most important documentary of our lifetime. I'm going to say that. It exposes at a level of election fraud, the level of corruption that happened just in good old-fashioned ballot stuffing and harvesting. And and you say, you know, millions, don't give them millions. I'm like, we didn't last time. We literally won last time. And this movie exposes just an old-fashioned ballot fraud. This doesn't even go into Dominion, the stuff Mike Lindell's talking about. Right. It's not any of that. It's just ballot harvesting and stuffing. And it's just remarkable to me. And this is the play-by-play of how it was done. Every question, every comment I get in the chat feeds, we addressed in this short interview. I mean, why anybody, even if you're a liberal, if you're moderate, you wouldn't take 90 minutes to go watch this movie and see the evidence. Just go open your mind. Go look at the evidence. Then make a distinction. But don't be closed-minded. Don't just shut it down. So I wanted to say, go see the movie. And I wanted to just quickly mention what you had said. You know, this idea of Christians who pull away from government, they're kind of pious about it, is that they've, I believe, been sold a bill of goods that these people pray for rulers and those in authority. And it's like, oh, the president, the Congress, the Senate, my elected officials. I'm like, friend, you're the one in authority. In our government, the people hold the power. Mm-hmm. The people elect our officials. We don't have a monarchy. We don't have, you know, this isn't Russia. This isn't, we're the people that have the power. They represent you and I. So we say, pray for those rulers in authority. We should be praying that the people make the right choices, and then the people wake up. We have to wake up. This is a year of awakening. The church has to wake up to the role of civic engagement, to your point. They have a responsibility.
John, final thoughts.
You know, I love what both of you said. I would point out a couple things. We need righteous anger, but the scripture is very clear. In our anger, do not sin. So we need to channel that appropriately. And the scripture that Mercedes just quoted about pray for those in authority, the amplified version says those in authority or high responsibility. Well, you have a high responsibility if you're a voter. We get to elect who governs us. And so she is exactly right. But here's the next layer of your influence. You don't just have the influence to go cast your vote. They can go cheat by voting for someone else. You can be light and influence someone else to vote. The national average for 40 years of 10 of your friends, only 4 are going to vote in an off-year election this November. Less than 2, maybe 1, depending on what state you're in, are going to vote in the primary to pick these candidates. Like Georgia, up until May 24th, you're going to decide your governor, your secretary of state, those kind of things. So if you contact 10 of your friends and say, go watch this movie, please get involved, use your voice, vote, and contact your state rep, you could bring 6 new peoples to the poll. And what I like to remind people, in 2020, the closest congressional race out of 400,000 votes was Congressional District 2 in Iowa. Do you know how many votes she won by, the Republican lady? 6 votes. You don't realize the influence that you have. You don't realize the power. And if 10 or 15 people in a single state rep's district contact them, that's when they wake up. And so there's people that want to know that there's a grassroots army out there, and there's people who need to be reminded, even Republicans, to do the right thing, even if they're trying to act like they're doing the right thing, give lip service that they're doing the right thing, but all the while looking the other way and wanting to move on. You can't move on when there's injustice in the world. Yeah, ask
Mo Brooks how that worked, man. He Trump ditched him because he said, let's move on. You don't move on. Like, you know, my prophet friends, that they're half right when they say, until you get, what happened in 2020 sorted out, you can't move on. Because if theft is happening, you'll get stolen from again. Jonathan, I want to make sure that we close with your prescient commentary as the millennial. Have you seen the documentary yet?
I did. I watched it on Saturday.
Fortunate for you that you saw it and that you weren't caught flat-footed on this broadcast. What were your thoughts? I didn't talk to you since then.
I personally loved it. I was able to watch it with my dad and my mom as well. We had a little family night before Mother's Day, so Saturday night. I highly recommend it. It was incredibly informative. I agree that it really was kind of the smoking gun and showing this really did happen. And it had a significant impact in the 2022 election. I'm in the same board as Mercedes and saying this is something that everyone should watch, whether you're Republican, Independent, Democrat. This is very eye opening. Whether or not you believe that it influenced the election in and of itself with the results, what was shown was highly illegal and should be prosecuted. And the people involved with it should face the full brunt of the law. So really recommend it. Love it. Also to kind of follow off of what Mercedes said of just don't just leave these things to the primaries. Don't just leave them on election day. Continue to keep yourself informed. Continue to keep yourself active in your communities with the people in authority in governmental positions, with staying in contact with them. So don't just keep yourself like, oh, I voted and that's it. Like, stay active, stay engaged in your community, because that's how we're really going to win this thing.
Well said. And by the way, congratulations to your parents for raising such a fine young man in the tradition of the great conservative Christian patriot movement with the 7 mountains that we're looking for. Your parents are great. Okay, now, I'm going to take this moment right now to say I want to talk about another great patriot. A patriot who I literally, well, I could probably say I sleep with. That's right. Mike Lindell's pillows make my nights that I enjoy. His Giza sheets are sheets that I long to slide into. But it's these slippers, people. Every day at the end of the day, it's my neuro-linguistic cue If I put on these comfortable, soft suede and imitation fur, solid sole 4-ply specially designed slippers, and I begin my walk around the house, the backyard, and then think about the day. But this puts me in state. You want to go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Lance, and get a hold of the pillows, the Giza sheets. Even has Bible verse pillows. Did you
and
know
dog
that?
Dog beds. Did you and know what? They had dog beds? That's your dogs decadent. Can also sleep in the same level of comfort that you're sleeping.
Well, I'll tell you right now, these are real first world problems we're solving here on the show. But dog beds, if it's a Mike Lindell dog bed, I guarantee they'll vote Republican. Okay. I look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow when we come back on our next show. And we're going to be doing some more interviews. I'm going to be discussing things. I've got some inside information on what's happening in Europe, the Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum madness, the Ukraine and Russia situation, stuff that we're not covering in the American news cycle, but we perhaps should. You don't want to miss tomorrow as well. God bless you, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to this Lance Wall Now broadcast. If you enjoyed today's show, make sure to subscribe and share the episode. See you tomorrow.